Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The government is being asked to end the practice of using hotels and B&Bs as temporary direct provision centres following concerns about a lack of basic supports for asylum seekers and their children. With over 6,000 people in an overcrowded direct provision system, more temporary arrangements are being contracted with commercial accommodation providers around the country. It's a story our reporter John Cook has been following. John joins me now from our Limerick studio. You can tell us more, John, about the groups that are involved here.
Yes, Mary. Earlier this month, the movement of asylum seekers in Ireland visited a number of these sites across the country where asylum seekers are now being housed and fed as a temporary form of direct provision while they await placements in more established centres. And we've spoken about many of them on Drive Time, from a hostel in Clare to B&Bs and hotels in Leitrim, Offaly and Tipperary, to name a few. They've been contracted to provide bed and board to asylum seekers for a number of weeks or months, but little else in the way of services, according to groups like Massey, the movement of asylum seekers, who reported what they described as appalling conditions over the summer months where they visited centres with newborn babies, they said, and their parents struggling to find enough nappies or baby formula, to asylum seekers using their limited weekly allowance to buy food, water, kitchen and cleaning products as they weren't being provided by the operators of their facilities. And I've been discussing these issues too with Doris Limney, an independent support group for refugees and asylum seekers here in Limerick, which says that residents of emergency accommodation have been continuously dependent on donations of basic supplies for their children from individuals and charitable organisations since their arrival. And Mary, we know the direct provision system is often criticised, but one support worker told me today it's a sad state we're in when people are now looking to direct provision centres as a better situation and then what they're enduring in these temporary settings right now.
John, you've been speaking to some asylum seekers who are in this very situation you're talking about.
Yeah, and many are reluctant to speak, understandably, Mary, because they're relatively recent arrivals to Ireland. They may be fleeing difficult or unsafe situations in their home countries. They don't want to jeopardise applications for protection here. But concerns have become more public in recent weeks about their precarious situation, including an issue where asylum seekers who were moved out of a centre closing down in Dublin to a temporary B&B in Leitrim in June were given a letter only last week telling them to pack up their belongings and wait for a bus to another temporary centre in Clare. In Limerick today, I met a number of parents with small children worried and confused about their situation, while I also heard stories of some asylum seekers simply arriving here by bus without proper documentation or PPS numbers, so they'd no way of accessing basic supports like a weekly allowance or medical cards for their kids to see doctors. Now, some families had agreed to speak to me today, Mary, and then changed their minds. Such was their level of worry. But one obviously distressed mother, who's been in Ireland since the start of this year and in a Limerick hotel room for the past 7 weeks, was anxious to get her story across. She asked me to protect her identity by calling her BC. I asked her to describe her current living arrangements.
The situation is awful. It's a bad situation ever, because when we get there, there is no good food, there is no laundry, there is nowhere for children to play, there is nothing, and no refrigerator, no microwave, nothing.
Do you feel safe here, though, because you didn't feel safe before, and that's why you're seeking asylum in Ireland?
I'm not safe here because my children is sick now, and me, I'm sick too. So the situation here is bad. For a person to stay indoor every day, not go anywhere, and is a bad situation.
And can you go out and about? Could you go and do things in Limerick?
I can't go anywhere because I don't know anywhere here. They give us allowance, but we use it to eat because there's no good food here.
And what do you mean by no good food here? Because people would think in a hotel, well, there's lots of food.
They give us chips for in the afternoon, chips in the night. Everybody are tired of chips.
And you're worried about that for your children's health,
yes,
is it?
They are not eating it again. There is nowhere to play. They stay indoor every day.
Your children should be going to school maybe in September, will they?
I want them to go to school in Ireland, but they have no school for them yet.
Have there been other problems for people with babies or younger children?
And the babies, they are not comfortable because there's no laundry, no good food. Everybody are crying for help. Some organization help us to wash clothes. sometime. But sometime we will have to wash it with our hands.
This temporary emergency direct provision, the government says, is because there's too many people looking for asylum and not enough places, not enough direct provision centres. What would you say to the government?
I want government to please help us out, because the situation here is very bad. They should please help us because of our children. The children need the help now.
That's BC's situation in Limerick. Who's been doing the laundry she mentioned, John?
I was struck by that, Mary, because it seems to be one of the biggest unresolved issues in some of these temporary direct provision settings, certainly the one where I was talking about today. For instance, laundry facilities would be provided in other types of emergency accommodation. But here, a number of charitable groups and locals have stepped in to wash clothes for asylum seekers, or some workers, charity workers and locals, even taking these clothes to their own homes to wash them. Others have been making donations of goods for their children. But the government's being warned this cannot continue because of limited resources, with organisations like Duras Limni saying failure for the state to provide these basic needs is a breach of Ireland's EU and international obligations, regardless of capacity problems. And with emergency accommodation now in use for 10 months across Ireland, accommodating more than 1,000 people in over 30 centres, the chairman of Duras Limni, John Lannan, says this cannot be passed off as a temporary measure anymore.
So we've got a situation where people were moved into a hotel 7 weeks ago and there's still no laundry service provided for them. We have cases where young children are not being provided with adequate baby food. We have situations where people are needing to keep their children in the hotel rooms all day because it's unsafe for them to go outside. We have situations where people, parents, don't know if or where their children will get schools. This is after many, many weeks in what is being called a temporary situation. So people don't know if they'll be moved again in the morning to another temporary accommodation centre.
Well, look, there's a housing crisis. There's an accommodation shortage everywhere, as well as, it would seem, a lot of obstacles in trying to set up new direct provision centres. What are you hoping for?
Immediate action is required in order to address the lack of basic services in places around the country. We have experience in the Midwest. This is happening right across the country. So in situations where laundry services are not being provided, they need to stop relying on organisations like Duras or the goodwill of volunteers and the public to do this. It's unsustainable. The Department of Justice and the government have a responsibility. They need to start ensuring that adequate services are provided. Adequate food is provided, adequate accommodation, access to education, to care for the babies and children. We have serious concerns with regard to child welfare and child protection in many cases. That needs to be addressed by the minister who's responsible. So this needs to be a combined and concerted and appropriate, proper effort from government to live up to their obligations to asylum seekers and to ensure that not only basic services are provided, but that proper access to work and to education at third level is available to people who are left for many, many years in a system that is very unfair and damaging to their mental health. The government needs now to look properly at alternatives, not just to emergency accommodation, but to direct provision. The reliance on private operators and service providers to address their obligations is something we've been calling out for many years as well, and that too needs to be ended.
John Lannan there of Duras Limni. John Cook, any response from the Department of Justice to his calls?
Mary, the department told me its reception and integration agency is working to reduce reliance on emergency accommodation. They plan to open new dedicated direct provision centres across the country in the coming months. The statement points to a 36% annual increase in the number of people applying for international protection this summer compared to last, especially from places like Georgia and Albania. Regarding specific issues of laundry, the department told me the vast majority of commercial premises they use are able to provide on-site facilities, but they didn't address the specific lack of those facilities in Limerick. And finally, Mary, in terms of residents, things for basic necessities like nappies, baby products, feminine hygiene products, the department says that operators have been told provide them to these residents, these asylum seekers, and then seek refunds from the reception and integration agency.
John Cook in Limerick, thank you very much.